And why cars cost less and travelers rest. Carolina and all the ships at sea. You know, here's my Friday thought for the day. The Georgia Bulldogs didn't need Deshaun Watson because they had, wait for it, Bryce Ramsey. Bryce Ramsey. Remember that Georgia guy who used to be on the station? I can't remember even what his name was. Dean something or other. Dean used to say that Bryce Ramsey was going to be a superstar. Bryce Ramsey, you know, he was a punter. Two different administrations of Georgia thought he was a punter. But Georgia didn't need Deshaun Watson because they had Bryce Ramsey. That's good stuff. Bryce Ramsey. That whole Bryce Ramsey thing didn't work out. John is back with us. John Hite back with us as producer today. Ramona will return on Monday. But John is with us for another day. And John had a little bit of a homework assignment last night.
I did.
And it was based on what we had going over yesterday. If you missed it, previously, Tuesday, if memory serves, this is a strange week, Tuesday, man, there are some businesses that have the whole week off. I called one today and said, well, off for the 4th of July. They wow. Go, man.
They must
man.
Really love America.
They do. They love America. But John had some assignment based on what we talked about yesterday. Again, I did the quarterback draft, which was the best quarterbacks in the country. I did that Tuesday, I do believe. And yesterday I did the running backs. And as it turns out, Travis Etienne turned out 5th on my depth chart. F3 Pusher writes to that. Question is, would he be number 5 on the depth chart at Georgia? Swift, Zeus, Hollifield probably would be 4th. Do you put him ahead? But do put him ahead of Dalvin Cook and Heron. Greg. Are you pushing or doing drugs? I mean, you know, are you insane? Are you insane? Look, again, Swift made my top 8. None of those other backs are Travis Etienne. Zeus is coming back from a knee injury, like a lot of Georgia backs. And let's find out whether he's able to return from a knee injury. Hollifield's like a figment of your imagination. Hollifield's the guy who they put up all those bogus little videos of last year.
The Photoshop stuff.
Yeah. You can save all that. None of that. The only guy that matters right there is Swift. And if you think Etienne would be behind those guys, Greg, you really need to call the show. Actually, I thought you'd been listening for a long time, Greg. You ought to know better than that. And your eyes ought to tell you better than that. As somebody who presumably watches football and can evaluate players, if you don't understand the value of Etienne right now, wait for the season. You're going to really enjoy it. Like I wrote today, as T.O. would say, get your popcorn ready because it's going to be incredible. It's also World Chocolate Day. And our friends Krispy Kreme, well, actually tomorrow is World Chocolate Day. And my friends at Krispy Kreme and Anderson Spartanburg, the Reese family, are breaking out the chocolate glazed donut for World Chocolate Day. Yeah. So make sure you make your plans right now to get out there today. You will thank me later. But look, you ought to understand Etienne by now. There's a reason I put him fifth. And, listen, if you listen to the show, this shouldn't be hard to understand. I talked about Etienne all last season, right from the beginning. Begged for more Etienne all year. Begged for more Etienne. You're finally going to see more Etienne. And what you're going to see is going to be pretty amazing. He's going to, let me tell you something right now. Bryce Love may lead the nation in runs of over 50 yards again. The guy who's going to be two is going to be Etienne. Now, Swift may be up on that category as well, as will Cam Akers and a few others. But Etienne, I'll tell you right now, here's my projection. Bryce Love leads the nation in plus 50-yard runs again, and Etienne finishes second in that category. There's your projection. But no. Don't look, Georgia has a nice little backfield. You're not the best backfield in the SEC, though. That's Alabama. That's Alabama. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, John, you had a little bit of a homework assignment.
I did.
And your homework assignment was just to look up some film on some of the guys we discussed yesterday that you hadn't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you find out?
Well, first one I started watching was Arkansas State quarterback, Justice Hanson. I hadn't heard of him when you were, I guess you had him at 8 or...
No, actually...
he was in your top 10.
Yeah, he was either, I'll have to look it up. He was either 5 or 6.
High up there.
Yeah, he might have been 6.
And I had never heard of him, so I found they had on YouTube.
It was five.
They had about a 9-minute clip of him against Louisiana Lafayette, and thoroughly enjoyed watching all of that. Heck of a football player. As a big kid who can run, and he's got a great release, especially on the deep ball. He can throw a really good deep ball.
Yeah, a strong arm, a big athletic kid, not much to dislike. Again, he's like 6'4 and 230 pounds, and he's an athlete, and he can run, and he can hum the football, and he has a quick release. It's almost, his throwing motion is almost Marino-like in terms of how he actually physically releases the ball. And I think what you're going to see from Hanson is, and he has most of his receiving core back, so I think what you're going to see from Hanson is he enters this season still relative unknown, but over the course of the year, more and more people will pick up on him. He's going to post big numbers. He may turn some heads in that Alabama game. In fact, I think he will. I mean, Alabama's, again, just to clarify, Alabama's going to slaughter Arkansas State, but don't be surprised if in the game within the game that Justice Hanson moves the ball on Alabama and puts points up on Alabama, and at the end of the game people are sort of talking about, man, who's this kid who did this to Alabama? Because I think he'll throw for 300 yards on Alabama, and I think he'll carve them up to an extent, especially with that Alabama secondary. They're going to have to get a lot of pressure on him, and they may. You know, they may be able to just pressure him into submission. We'll see. But in terms of the next level, you know, again, when these clowns like Kiper McShay talk about, actually, I have some respect for Kiper. Kiper's an original. I don't have no respect for McShay. But when these guys talk about guys like Matt Barkley and they start telling you for years that Matt Barkley is going to be the number one pick of the draft, it just demonstrates a fail in their ability to see talent. Kiper relies on information. McShay relies on nothing. But it demonstrates an inability to see what talent looks like, because talent never looked like Matt Barkley. I said from the day I saw Matt Barkley, he was a fourth-round pick, masquerading as the number one pick in the draft, only because those two guys were saying that. And all you had to do is look at him. He was barely 6'2". He had a pedestrian arm. He was a pedestrian athlete. What exactly was there that was going to translate over to the NFL? There was nothing. There was nothing. What you're looking for in college players, as far as translating to the NFL, doesn't matter where they play. Doesn't matter if a kid plays at Arkansas State. The word is traits. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for traits, things that will carry over to the next level. I don't know how many times people have asked me about quarterbacks and said, well, Walt, this kid's put up huge numbers. He's going to be incredible. And then I go and watch the film and he sucks. I mean, I can tell in 2 seconds that he's not any good. And the reason is because he doesn't have traits. He doesn't have traits. The numbers are meaningless. You get these guys who go to school, go to high school, and they play in these up-tempo spread offenses, and they have great talent at wide receiver, and they're chucking the ball around, and people think that they're great because they're putting up numbers. Numbers mean nothing. You have to evaluate that player. You have to separate them from the talent around them, and you have to evaluate them based on their individual traits. And so when you look at a Matt Barkley, he put up numbers. He was at USC, but he had no traits. The only thing he had at all was a little bit of a pocket presence. He could move around and keep his focus downfield, which is important if you have any of the other things, but he had none of the other things. And there was the dilemma. But you get a kid like Justice Hansen, and he has traits. All right. It doesn't matter where he plays or who he plays against. He's 6'4", 230, has a big arm, and is an athlete. Those are traits. Those are things that translate to the next level, which is why a guy like Justice Hansen was always going to be drafted ahead of a guy like a Matt Barkley. So when people tell you these lies, you know, you can see it yourself. You don't believe in them. If a guy is 6'2" and he has a pedestrian arm and he's surrounded by talent, he's a pedestrian athlete, just look at him and say, well, what's going to happen when he's not surrounded by that talent? You know, what's going to happen when you translate him over to the National Football League? Well, he's going to suck. He's going to suck. Now, he may take a guy like Justice Hansen a while to make the adjustment to the pro level, but in terms of having the physical attributes to play the position at the next level, he has them all, which is why I put him fifth. I mean, again, just to be clear, my list wasn't about NFL potential. It's about talent and about the potential to be great at the collegiate level, and he was great at the collegiate level last year, and he'll be better. He'll be better this year. He's going to put up enormous numbers. He's going to throw for well over 4,000 yards. He's going to rush for 750 yards. And he's going to wake a lot of people up. And I think he'll wake Alabama up a little in that game. I mean, he'll put a little fear into them. They're not going to, again, Arkansas State's not beating Alabama, just to be clear. But they're going to move the ball some. And people are going to watch this kid, and they're going to say, hey, who's that kid playing quarterback for Arkansas State? Well, you're already going to know the answer. It's John knows the answer now. It's Justice Hansen is who it is. And I think by the time the whole process plays out, barring injury, that type of thing, I think what you're going to see is Justice Hansen winds up being taken in the first round of the NFL draft. So there you have it. And so, John, you saw these things.
I did. That was good. The coolest thing I saw was they ran a halfback toss, and they threw it back left to him on the other side, almost like a halfback pass, and he took it about 33 yards and just was just running past people.
Yeah, he's an athlete too.
Absolutely.
On top of all of his regular quarterback attributes. All right, here's what we're going to do. Todd and Scott, I'm coming to both of you as soon as we get back from the break. And when we return, we'll ask John about anyone else he saw in film last night. Walter Ptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Filling your prescriptions should be hassle-free. That's where your neighborhood pharmacies, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Corner Drugstore in Pickens take care of that for you. Whether you're filling a new script or transferring from another pharmacy, they'll be glad to assist you in making sure you don't miss a beat. Your medical well-being is priority one with them, so you can rest easy knowing you'll have your meds when you need them. Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Anderson at the Civic Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday 10 till 4. Guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. This weekend at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Be there.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds weighted averages on major nationwide carriers 4G LTE network results.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm going to Todd and Scott in the Northland Communication phone lines in 1 second. Just this PSA. Another dope tried to rob another bank. TD Bank in Greenville. I think someone tried to rob that last year, if I remember right. Maybe it's a different bank. Maybe it's a different branch. I don't know. But somebody tried to rob TD Bank in Greenville, and he got caught 20 minutes after the call went out on Route 85. This is my PSA. Listen up, geniuses. Nobody robs banks anymore. Nobody. They have cameras absolutely everywhere. Everywhere. You cannot get away with robbing a bank. This isn't the Wild Wild West. You aren't Jesse James. No one likes you. You're not going to be heroic. They're not going to write books about you or tell stories about you or turn you into a legend. You're going to be the loser who's in jail in 15 minutes. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, you can't rob a bank. Maybe if you're a white-collar criminal and you can smart enough to rob it from the outside.
Right.
Or from the inside, rather. But you can't walk into a bank and give the teller a note and say, this is a stick-up. Okay? I mean.
Good Lord.
You're not getting away with it. You're going to jail. I just don't get it. I mean, you know, look. Seriously, be smart enough to try knocking off something else. I mean, because the bank thing is a non-starter. I'm just trying to help.
It may look cool in the movies, but
I'm just trying to do my part. I'm just look. The only people who were successful robbing banks by walking into them rode horses. Right. So try that. You know what? Next one of you geniuses who decides to try and rob a bank, ride in on a horse.
You at least get remembered that
way. That's right. That's right. Wear a cowboy hat and ride it on a horse. We'll see how you do. I just don't get it. And these people do this stuff like every week. Every week. I mean, you watch the news, you know, someone's robbing a bank. You're going to jail. Did you not see what happened to the 17 previous people who did what you did? I mean, they caught the guy in 20 minutes on Route 85.
Good Lord.
Lord. Texas said John Dillinger had good success, but he's probably the last one. They killed him, right? They shot and killed him, correct?
That doesn't sound too successful.
Yeah, I don't think that ended successfully for him. He was shot dead. Todd in Easley. Todd, how are you?
I think you're trying to think of old Dean Leggy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I couldn't stand that sucker.
No, I'm sure he's a tremendous human being and a fine, fine gentleman. He's just terribly wrong about his relative, man. Bryce Ramsley.
He's a Bulldog fan. That makes him irrelevant to me.
Okay. All right.
Just like all chicken fans, dog fans, Florida State fans, Tar Heel fans, all other fans except for Clemson fans.
Todd, a little tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I'm going to go extreme with you. If I could be king for a day, I'd shut down the University of South Carolina and kick all their fans out of the state.
You got my vote.
That's extreme. Yeah, that's extreme.
I'm just sick and tired of them. These last 4 years, and Clemson started beating them again, like we always used to do, they've become more obnoxious and aggravating every day since.
So you think they're more obnoxious since you're beating them again than they were when they were beating you?
Oh, yeah. But I made sure to be more obnoxious to them at work than they are to me. I can promise you that.
It's good to have that workplace friendship. And yeah, it's good.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Nice work environment.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Death at the water cooler.
Every single day I go at least 5-15 minutes on one Gamecock fan a day trying to drive him insane.
Todd makes it his daily job. It's a part of his work description.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, destroying Gamecock Nation one fan at a time.
Destroying Gamecock Nation one fan at a time. Man. Well, good luck with that plan, Todd. Todd? All right, Todd. Thank you. Todd disappeared. No, it's not true, Texter. You're giving me, it's bogus. That's completely untrue. I'm not talking about white collar crime. I already explained that to you. I'm talking about people who walk into a bank. They all go to jail. Every last stinking one of them go to jail. It's 100%. Don't give me any bogus numbers or any fantasy talk. Alex, who's asked me twice already about J.K. Dobbins of Ohio State and where he landed on the list. He was 2. I put him 2nd ahead of some really good backs because I think he's LaDainian Tomlinson. That's what it comes down to. Like, he's the exact same guy. He has the same jump cut. He utilizes it continuously. He's just tough. And quite honestly, he plays with a lot of talent. And even then, he still rushed for 1,400 yards. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him flirt with 2,000 this year. So there's that. Todd now getting killed on the text line from Bulldog fans. Another says Todd passed out. Something seemed to happen to Todd. He just sort of stopped in the middle of his rant. Scott in Malden. Scott, how are you?
Yeah, Todd must have a fist in his throat or something right now from one of his coworkers. So
that may be what happened to Todd.
Yeah, Todd needs to be on a poster with Gamecock Will as the extremist from Clemson and South Carolina, the worst of the worst, right there. Anyway, I was just curious if you've watched any tape on Ryan Helinski, the recruit from South Carolina. Yeah. And what your thoughts are on him as far as being light years ahead of Dakarian Joyner as the heir apparent to Jake Bentley.
Well, look, Helinski, if you go back and watch his high school film, as I did, he was a very accurate passer who threw the ball on time. But what's happened since that film is he's put on like 20 pounds. He looks like a different guy. He's thicker and stronger, and he's a pretty good athlete. His brother was a pretty good athlete, but he's a kid who I think has real potential. In fact, more potential than anyone who's played quarterback at South Carolina at the collegiate level since Connor Shaw, and may actually project as a pro as well. So I think South Carolina finally has something at quarterback in Helinski. And, you know, obviously I can't speak to the family situation, the human tragedy there, how that ultimately plays out. We don't know that. I mean, if he winds up getting concussed early in his career, does the family and the young man, do they rethink the whole thing? I don't know. See, there are elements of his story that only time is going to prove out. If he stays healthy and stays committed to football, I think he has a chance to be really special. So,
yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you about too, or state, as a Celtics fan, I'm thrilled that LeBron James has signed with the Lakers. Because nothing would be more beautiful than for him by a miracle to upset Golden State and then get beaten by the Celtics in the finals. So,
well, we'll see how that all turns out. It's interesting. That Laker team, they had some major injuries. They had some significant injuries. Ball was out a long period of time. Ingram was out a long period of time. Despite all that, that team actually won 35 games. We just lost Scott, too. He apparently also faced a fellow employee. I'm not sure what's happening, but
not a safe day to be in the workplace.
Yeah, apparently not. A dangerous day to be in the workplace. But, the Lakers won 35 games last year. And I don't think anyone knows that. They play in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. They won 35 games, and that's despite Ingram missed, I think, like 30 games, didn't he? And Ball missed like 30 games. Plus, he had the trade, which brought Nance and company to Cleveland, which sort of dismantled them mid-stride, and they still won 35 games. So, you know, they have a lot of young talent. I mean, Kuzma can play, you know, and
for sure,
and Ingram can play. So, and actually, Josh Hart's starting to come along. So there are some signs that Laker team actually has some young pieces and components, and maybe significantly more than Cleveland did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now obviously you're going to play in the Western Conference, but again, if I say to you that team starts as a 35 win team, and it's reasonable to assume that if Ball stays put, that guys like Kuzma and Ingram and Ball are going to demonstrate vast improvement, you know, and then you add a seasoned pro like a Rondo. I still want to see how those pieces fit on a court. Look, the element that they're still lacking is a shooter. They need a couple shooters to play off LeBron James. But there's some reason to be optimistic, I think, if you're a Laker fan, that goes beyond just LeBron James, that goes to some of this young talent that you have in the system. You know, we'll see how all that plays out. But yeah, I mean, look, I think the Celtics, I mean, assuming the Celtics stay as they are, and I don't know what ultimately will happen with Kyrie Irving and we'll see how that all plays out. All right, John, what else did you have for me, John, in your film study?
I looked at a couple of the running backs that we talked about.
Dexter said, Walt, Ball sucks out loud. No, you know, he actually doesn't. He needs to improve defensively. I'll get back to you in a second, John. He needs to improve defensively, but he has ability. His shot is obviously unusual. It's like across his body, but, you know, he's still fairly effective at it, and he'll need time to develop strength and NBA range, but he does make players around him better. He is a good distributor. He can see over defenses. You know, he posted some decent numbers other than shooting numbers in terms of overall game, points, assists, rebounds. So he has some potential. He really does. But I'm not exactly sure how it fits with LeBron James. That's my problem because, you know, to me, LeBron James is going to have the basketball. Now, I know he says otherwise, but he's going to have the basketball. And if he has the ball, then Ball can't have the ball, and neither can Rondo. So I want to see how those elements fit. But I do think that there's some young talent there, and if you could add another piece or two, then you'd have something. I mean, it doesn't sound like they're going to be able to convince Kawhi Leonard, but, you know, but maybe this Damon Lillard story has some legs. We'll see long term. All right. You know what, John? Hold it till the other side. Let me tell you about my friends at Crude LED. Is there a business out there who doesn't like to save a little money where they can? At Crude LED, they've partnered up with Duke Power to do just that. It's as simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crude LED. They'll figure out what your business needs and get this. They'll rebate your purchase right up front, whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixture, 6-inch down lights. Crude LED is going to pass on the Duke Power rebate up front to you with a simple verification of your business Duke Power bill. If saving money's on your list, visit Crude LED online. Crute LED, KRUTLED.com, or visit their office, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B. It's Crute LED. Look, I have seen photos of businesses with their old lighting and with Crute LED lighting, and I've seen actual businesses in the same situation. It's a bad cliche, especially here, but it is night and day. It's astonishing. The quality of the lighting is unbelievable, and it's so affordable. If you own a business, if you're just a homeowner, you can go visit Crude LED too. But if you're a contractor, an electrician, if you're putting in parking lots or industrial complexes, and you don't have Crude LED working with you, you are falling behind. And it's so eminently affordable. LED tube lights, LED high bay fixtures, just $69 after rebate. Parking lot light fixtures, just $59 after rebate. Floodlights, wall pack lights, 864-401-8506, 864-401-8506, Crute LED. Go see him today. I promise you will thank me later. Tell him I sent you. It's the way this deal works. We'll take a quick break. Walt up to the Road Rage. I'll be right back.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's the Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Shaving with a Venus Platinum Razor just gives me that feeling.
What feeling?
That total control feeling, that sleek metal handle fits perfectly in your hand feeling.
That sounds pretty good.
And you also get that super smooth bikini legs feeling, that ready for the beach feeling.
Totally love that feeling.
Get the feeling you won't get from just any razor. The Venus Platinum Razor, with a metal handle that boosts control to reveal up to 100% smooth skin.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all the worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
I
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. I'm joined by John Height, his producer today. Ramona will be back Monday. John's doing a fine job in her absence. John, you it wasn't just Justice Hansen's film you looked at last night. You looked at the film of a few other players as well.
I did. The other two that I really watched were Crockett from Missouri, the running back. And watched a little bit of David Montgomery from Iowa State.
Oh, so you saw 4.5 yards in a cloud of dust.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good football. I mean, you know, you add it up, he's going to get a first down every time. You
That's
know, it's
right.
It's not the most exciting brand of football, but it's very effective football.
Yeah, there's an Emmitt Smith element to David Montgomery.
I can see that.
You know, he's a chain mover is exactly what he is. And, you know, sometimes that's the most important thing to be. I mean, you know, the old debate was Barry Sanders versus Emmitt Smith. And I, of course, would always put Barry Sanders ahead of Emmitt Smith, and in part because Barry Sanders played with crappy offensive lines, and Emmitt Smith played with one of the greatest offensive lines that has ever existed,
right,
and behind one of my first team all-time NFL offensive guards in Larry Allen.
Oh, the guy was phenomenal.
Just a, you know, an absolute monster. And so Emmitt had that advantage. But Barry Sanders was as beautiful a runner as ever existed, with the possible exception of Gale Sayers. And he was just you just couldn't wait to watch him, because he knew that, you know, a 70-yard run was coming. It's just an issue of when, and you wanted to see it. But in that, there were also a lot of negative twos. You know, Barry Sanders had a lot of negative twos. And the one thing you can say about Emmitt Smith is there weren't any negative twos. You know, what you got was 4 yards every carry. And now, again, there's a difference in those offensive lines, and I would still put Barry Sanders way above Emmitt Smith. I don't have all that much respect for Emmitt Smith from a historical standpoint in terms of the greatest runners of all time. He's not, to me, he's not a top 10 runner. I know he's the all-time yardage leader. But still, Montgomery is somewhat reminiscent of an Emmitt Smith. This is what he does. I mean, and the benefit to it is, if you keep moving the chains, you keep the ball, your offense stays on the field, the other team's offense doesn't get on the field, you know, and that was an enormous plus. In a real way, I don't know if this is going to make sense to people, but Emmitt Smith fit what Dallas did perhaps better than a Barry Sanders would have fit there.
I'd agree with that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And of course, the opposite is also true. Barry Sanders obviously fit what Detroit did, because Emmitt Smith was going to get 2 yards a carry in Detroit. You know, so in a way, it worked out for both of them, although Barry Sanders would take exception to that, because he never thought anything in Detroit worked out. And of course, you know, the idiot Wayne Fonts and the Detroit coaching staff at that time. The dumbest thing I've ever seen in football. I mean, there are a lot of dumb things that you have the displeasure of seeing in football over many years. But the dumbest thing I've ever seen was Wayne Fonts and that staff, when they got inside the 10-yard line, they take Barry Sanders out of the game. And they put a fullback in place of a nondescript, no-name fullback, because they wanted to have a power offense down near the goal line. And every time they were in that situation, you know, opposing defensive coordinators were like dancing on the sidelines, because they couldn't believe anybody would actually be stupid enough to take the most dynamic player in all of football off the field in scoring territory. But that's what Detroit regularly did. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that poor Barry Sanders had to deal with back then. You know, CBS, and I'm going to get to this in a minute. First, we're going to get to John's thoughts on his other players. But CBS has an article called "The Biggest Heisman Trophy Snubs in College Football History," which is interesting. It's the Friday Five, because I just did this, except I did it for all of history, and it was more than five. I think, I don't know how many guys we replaced, but we did that like 2 weeks ago, and now CBS is doing it. And we're going to take a look at it, because it's fascinating, because I think they picked out every guy we did. So we'll talk about that. John, was that it?
There was also Crockett from Missouri.
Okay, what did you find there?
Explosive athlete. He's a heck of a running back. He can take some not-so-good situations and turn them into just something positive. There's a lot of good to like in that kid.
Look up Missouri's schedule for me.
Okay.
Fair. Look up Missouri's schedule.
Absolutely.
Because, again, yesterday I said that with the combination of Drew Locke and Crockett, that Missouri is going to upset some people. You know, they may not be great defensively, and they may not be great overall, but what they are going to be is potent offensively. And in a league that still is offensively challenged at times, Missouri is going to post some numbers that other teams may find it difficult to match. And so they may win some games this year that people don't really expect them to win. Go ahead, John. What do you have?
They open with Tennessee Martin at home.
Okay, so that's a win.
Week two at Purdue. That's going to be a good football game.
Yeah, it will be a good game. The Fighting Jeff Broms, who, again, I think he's a brilliant young coach. Missouri has a chance to win that game. I'm going to say they do for the sake of argument. Let's say two.
Week three. I'm sorry, I've got it backwards. Week two was Wyoming at Missouri. They've got it.
Okay. Well, there's no Josh Allen, so they'll win that.
Right. So week three is the Purdue game. Week four, Georgia comes to town.
See, now, this is the type of game I'm talking about. Georgia's clearly more talented than Missouri. That game's in Columbia?
Yes, it is.
You know, I don't know if you remember this. The last time Georgia went to Columbia, Georgia trailed late in the game, and Eason rallied Georgia to win. He converted like a fourth and 20 or something to do it down near the goal line. But it was a game that Missouri was clearly the better team. They clearly should have won the game. They absolutely outplayed Georgia and lost the game. You give Eason some credit for pulling that game out. Of course, Eason's not there anymore, and now it's the Fighting broken-handed Jake Fromms, and we'll see how that all works. But this is the type of game I'm talking about. You know, this is a game that Missouri could steal. They have enough offense that they're going to post a number. I mean, Georgia's not shutting out Missouri. I mean, Missouri's going to score 35 points in that game. So if Georgia wants to win, they're going to have to match that number. This is going to be a problem with playing Missouri this year for these SEC schools. Between Locke and Crockett, they have offense, and they are going to score. I don't care who your defense is. I don't care who you think you are. They're going to score points. Now, again, you may outscore them, and Georgia may outscore them again, but that's not going to be an easy football game for the Bulldogs. It just isn't.
No.
Go ahead.
Week five is Missouri at South Carolina, the battle for Columbia.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be a good game, too.
Following that, they go to Tuscaloosa. Take on the Fighting Nick Sabans.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, offensively, they'll put up some numbers. Right. The question is, can they deal with Alabama's physicality?
Then they have Memphis at home.
Okay.
Followed by Kentucky at home. At Florida.
See, now, this is the kind of game I'm talking about. On paper, that game, people are going to probably look at that game and say, well, this favors Florida. I'm not so sure, because I don't think Florida can muster enough points to beat Missouri. Missouri's going to score. I don't care where the game is. Missouri's going to score. And Florida's been good defensively over the last X number of years when their offense has been in hibernation, a deep sleep. But Missouri, I don't care how good Florida is defensively. Here's what you know going into that game. You know Missouri's going to post a 28. They're going to post 28 points or more.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, can Florida equal that? And on the surface, I'll say no. I don't think they can. See, I think this is going to be a fascinating Missouri team to watch. This team's going to win some games that they're not supposed to win. Florida's probably going to be one of those games, and Georgia might be another one. Texas says Drew Locke not throwing on Gators. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Stay tuned. Watch. Watch and learn, Texter 230. Drew Locke is throwing on the Gators. All right, what else do you have?
Then they end the season with Vanderbilt at home, at Tennessee, and then Arkansas at home.
See, at Tennessee is another one.
Mm-hmm. I think they could beat Tennessee by 14, 17 points.
Well, I just think, you know, I don't know about that, but because it's still on the road. But
right.
But the point is they can win. I mean, I think Missouri could well beat Florida. In fact, I think they will beat Florida. I think they will beat Tennessee. And I think they have a great shot to beat Georgia at home.
I like that offense.
Yeah, so, you know, Missouri could be a team that people are sleeping on.
I'll say the one caveat that could throw a whole wrench in this whole plan is Derek Dooley running the offense.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think Missouri...
Okay, screw that up.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And we'll see how that plays out. All right, John, what else did you learn?
Let me see where my notes are here real quick.
Whenever you're ready.
I watched some of the trio at Alabama. You were right about that Brian Robinson kid. He has a chance to be better than the other two. I'm a big fan of Najee Harris. I think he is a phenomenal football player. But the little bit I saw in Robinson, I could see where you're coming from, how he could be the best back out of all of them.
Yeah, Damon Harris is actually, and he's great.
Oh, yeah.
But he's the least talented of the three. And that's why... That bad, again, he was the starter for most of the year. You know, he was displaced in the second half of the national championship game by Najee Harris. And they could both Harrises could wind up getting displaced this year. I mean, that backfield's as loaded as any backfield I've seen in college football in a decade. I mean, it's just so hyper talented and so powerful. I mean, those backs are all hammers and they're all athletic and they all have long speed and they're just, you know, it's just unbelievable. It's Alabama keeps improving on the model. They're always the same type of player. I mean, if somebody tells me Alabama's recruiting a running back, I already know what they look like. They're 6'2", 230 pounds, and they're going to get bigger and stronger than that at Alabama. I already know what they look. I don't need to go check the thing. Let me guess. He's 6'2", 230, you know, and that's the mold that all these Alabama backs come out of, and they just keep getting better. The next version is always the best, and that's where Alabama is right now. So, you know, they lost a few pieces, but that team offensively, if Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback and you have that stable of running backs, good luck stopping them. Good luck stopping them. Now, I still think they're beatable because I think where you are going to be able to do some business against that defense. I don't think that defense is going to be as good as the last few versions. Again, that team lost 12 players to the NFL and lost their entire secondary. And that's a lot to lose personnel-wise, even for Alabama. When you lose that, it's not just the talent. Again, you look at basketball. Duke and Kentucky have all these freshman All-American, and they haven't done squat. So the point is, And it's not just like Alabama's going to start four freshmen. They have a couple of juniors in the mix, secondary, et cetera. But they lose experienced talent in that secondary. And, again, the entire secondary. So that's an area of significant concern, I think, for the Crimson Tide and could be their undoing before the season's over. Let me tell you about my friends at Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, the new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin the summer of 2018. I saw my friend Taj Boyd the other day tweet something about they now have more reservations than openings. Now, again, not everyone's going to honor their reservations, but the message was clear from Taj. The message is you're running out of time. There's only one lake, people. There's not another opportunity like this. It's Lakeside Lodge, an incredible place. Leighton Cubbage, the whole gang have done a remarkable job. They're all Clemson stalwarts, big names that are associated with this project. It's a unique concept, blends the ownership of condominiums, the amenities of a resort, ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. 118 residences. The resort will have a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days, modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance, and also the option of renting when you aren't using it or partitioning off part and living in part and renting the rest. Call Taj Boyd. Go see him. Better yet, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson Sales Office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to